This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
I'm lifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. We have none other than Mr. Colton Dixon on with us. I'm excited that you're here, man. It's been more than
a
minute.
Me too. I'm excited too.
I wanted to kind of just jump in here. Like, I love your new song, Build a Boat, okay?
Thanks.
I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place. Like, I just like that concept. It's kind of like Noah. That's what it seems like to me. Like, yeah. That story. Is that kind of what that analogy is, or no? Am I totally crazy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know many more build a boat stories in the Bible, so
that's good. What I thought
it's
too.
Good.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I was so inspired by the Noah story and wanted to write a song about crazy faith. Faith is stepping out when you can't see it, right? So when God asked Noah to build a boat, he didn't see the boat. He didn't necessarily see the storm clouds brewing. He stepped out in a drought, actually.
Yeah, God has a wicked sense of humor.
He does sometimes,
like, hey,
doesn't he?
Do this, and yep. It makes no sense.
No sense at the front end, but it all comes together at the back end. And what I love how the Bible describes Noah is it just says that he was obedient. I think Hollywood portrays it this big struggle and whatever,
right.
But the Bible just says that he was obedient. And I thought, man, I want to be like that. When God asks me to do something, I want to step out, and regardless of what the circumstances or situation looks like, because I think there's always a reward waiting on the other side of crazy faith. Like, when God asks you to step out and do something big, I think he's trying to get something big to you.
That's hard, though.
It can be hard. You're absolutely right.
Because a lot of other things around you tell you that this is lunacy, and why would you do this? So, okay, with that being said, what was your crazy faith Noah moment in your own life or your own career where you're like, okay, I got to step out and do this?
In my career, it was definitely the moment where I lost my record deal, and it was very out of the blue and didn't see it coming and didn't know if music was in the future. And my wife actually said something. She said, what if God's not setting you back, but he's setting you up for what's next?
Wives are great about
that. They're great, man.
You're like, that's such good advice that I'm not hearing right now in this moment, but great advice.
Yes, great advice. I'm going to tuck it away and mull on my bitterness for another second. But I think when we hold on so tight to things, when they're taken away or when they new season or whatever, you have to pry your fingers away to let go, and it hurts, right? But if we have this posture of open hands, like, things could come and go, and it won't affect us. So that is something I had to learn in that season of trusting God that he's the provider, not my job or a record label or anything like that, that he's going to continue to provide. And he did, and here we are.
And as always, if you miss any part of our conversations, we post everything. And if you want to hear more from Colton Dixon, just text the word BOAT, B-O-A-T, to 91979. We'll send you a link. And you're going to not want to miss the video that will be coming up when we play Shipwreck or Poop Deck with Colton Dixon and we spray each other in the face. So should be a lot of fun. Again, text the word BOAT to 91979 and we'll send you that link.
I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in myself. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. It's time for a game that has only been played one other time on our show. It's called Shipwreck or Poop Deck with our good friend Colton Dixon. Now, this is in honor of his new song, Build a Boat. It seems appropriate, you know, thematically, okay?
Totally.
So the way we're going to do this is we each have a bottle of seawater in front of us, cold seawater, by the way, and I'm going to give you a word. You tell me if that word is either a famous shipwreck or if it is part of a ship. So shipwreck or poop deck, because that is part of a ship, believe it or not. So if you get it right, you get to spray me in the face with your seawater. If you get it wrong, I'm going after you, okay?
Love it.
So here we go. First one, shipwreck or poop deck with Colton Dixon. The spinnaker. Did you ever grow up sailing or anything?
No.
Oh, this is even better.
The spinnaker. Yeah. I'm going to say shipwreck.
Shipwreck. Okay.
The spinnaker is actually the big round sail in the front of a boat before the jib. So let me line you up here. Oh, there we go. Okay, you get three pulls.
Two. Okay.
I get three, you get one.
No. Oh, it's on.
Okay, so here we go. Question number two. The Jacob's Ladder. Is that a shipwreck or a poop deck?
Oh, man. You'd think with the song called Build a Boat, I would learn some of these.
I thought you might
have. I'm going to stick with shipwreck.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it served you well last time. No, it served me well last time. No, it's part of a ship. It's a rope ladder. Well, there we go. I got the mic, too. Sorry about that, tech people. You're doing great here by my account.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, shipwreck or poop deck. The speaking trumpet. Is that the part of a ship or is it a ship?
I feel like I'm at the point where I'm taking like a multiple choice test.
Yes.
There has to be a certain number.
Uh-huh. Where it switches?
Where it switches.
Yeah, okay.
What is it again?
Trumpet.
The speaking trumpet.
Yeah.
See, but that sounds like that would be a part of a ship.
Okay. Final answer? It is actually a ship. Hey, can you do me a favor? There you go. I want to get a good look at you. That's perfect. It's almost like being on a boat. Build a boat, right? Okay, you're doing great here. Here we go. The forecastle. Is that part of a ship or a ship?
The forecastle?
The forecastle. Is it part of a ship or a ship?
It sounds like part of a ship, but it's probably not. Part of a ship.
Nuts! You got it right. It is actually the upper part of the ship toward the bow where the crew lives. So, nuts. Okay, you ready? I deserve this.
Oh, I'm way ready.
It's colder than I remember, too.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's
real cold.
I can't
really see much here. It's going to be hard to see the rest of these.
I enjoyed that way too much. Okay,
the me rope. The me rope. Is that part of a ship for shipwreck or poop deck? What do you say, the me rope?
I'm going to say poop deck.
Part of a ship! Back to Wally! That is a sloop from 1808 that sunk off the coast of somewhere. Don't care. So good. All right, here we go. The fanny. Is that part of a ship or is that an actual ship? The fanny.
I think that's part of a ship. Poop deck.
It's a brigand ship from 1862 that sunk. Good friend. Get that ear. All right, and finally, here we go. You've only gotten one right this whole time.
I know.
The flying jib. What is the flying jib? Is it part of a ship or is it a ship? The shipwreck or poop deck, the flying jib.
Please, God.
Colton could actually drown today.
Poop deck.
Poop deck is absolutely right. Oh, you end on a high note, dadgummit. I love how people clap when he gets one right. People are like, yeah! Okay. Oh, kill shot. Oh, you got me with my mouth open. All right, that was way more. Well, there you go. That is Shipwreck or Poop Deck with Colton Dixon. And don't forget his new song, Build a Boat. You'll never forget it, actually, after
I won't.
Seeing this.
And if you ever want to see the immaturity, we got you covered. We videotape all this stuff, and so you can actually see Colton being shot in the face, which is a lot of fun. Just text the word BOAT, B-O-A-T, to 91979 in honor of his song, Build a Boat. Just text the word BOAT to 91979, and you can watch the entire Shipwreck or Poop Deck game with Colton Dixon.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
With many starting to calm down from the anxiety and the fear that was felt during the pandemic, we're all starting to make those plans to hit the road again and finally take those road trips that we had been putting off for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, those were 2 years of just boredom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And because of that, a New York urologist claims he's been seeing more and more requests for a procedure called bladder Botox.
Oh my.
Okay. That's now, what I said, bladder Botox.
Real quick, because I can kind of see where this is going, but I'm baffled that we're still tying something like this into COVID, you know?
Well, because people are hitting the road, they're doing more road trips, people are finding themselves having to make rest stops. They're having to make those stops to go to the bathroom. And injecting Botox into your bladder, it's said to help people with overactive bladders who feel the need to constantly stop and make a bathroom break.
I wish I knew somebody in my life that I could recommend this to, like somebody that I'm like, hey, he's in the bathroom.
He.
he near me is in the bathroom 20 times during the show.
I cannot tell you how many times Wally has been like, hey, Gav, and I'll be like, he's in the bathroom. He's not even here. The boy spends all his time in the bathroom.
Okay, let me clarify that for you. The boy with the man with a boy bladder.
Yeah, okay. Okay. The man with a boy slash girl
bladder, yes.
I mean, it is true.
Yes, yeah. It is. But in my defense.
Okay, what is it?
To back up the stats of my, you know,
yes,
liquid intake.
Yes.
I drink probably like a gallon of water a day.
Okay.
2 cups of coffee, maybe a third here or there. Like, any normal human being would be going to the bathroom quite often.
Not me. I haven't gone since 1984.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not a great example because you always have kidney stones.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, be more like me, Gavin.
But I will say that it's an annoyance, and it's, apparently it's an annoyance
to you
guys.
If this could help you, yeah, it is. If this could help
you. Yeah, it is.
If this could help you, if it was a procedure that did not involve like a giant, long, painful needle, and like they could just do a little Botox to your bladder, is it something that bothers you enough that you would be like, yeah, I'd do this? And if insurance covered it?
If insurance covered it. It doesn't bother me. I'd do it to stop you guys from commenting on it.
Okay.
That's what I would do it for y'all's
sake.
Same
reason you bought an iPhone from your Android.
You guys are bullying
me. We have made
me.
You better. Like, Gavin's just like so beaten down. He's like, I just, anything you guys need, I'll do just to get you to stop.
Just be nice to me,
just,
please.
Please, Betty, stop picking on me.
Me? Yeah, you just said it bothered you.
Oh, no, not like you. I said it because of you.
Speaking on behalf.
I think your bladder is amazing. Now, could it be tightened up a little and, you know, look beautiful from some Botox? Sure, knock it out.
I mean, do you remind me of my mother on a road trip? For sure. But what if?
Oh, yeah, it'd be interesting to see if like insurance would cover something like that.
So, I'll look into it.
I know.
Maybe if we wrote a note to his urologist and we're like, listen, this is just a pain.
We'll go in on it. We'll start a GoFundMe. I would do this for my wife too. Like, I mean, like,
you hear that, Gavin? He's comparing you to his wife.
Same ballpark.
Yeah.
He's in her 50s. Hey. I wonder what Gavin's going to be like when he's in his 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Depends.
Depends.
Yes. Not it depends, but depends. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the band We the Kingdom is kind of a family band. And Ed and Scott Cash are brothers, and they head this thing up. And recently, Gavin found some audio of Scott Cash talking about miracles today.
I think it's pretty beautiful that God sometimes will perform miracles and do amazing things that are phenomenal, and he'll do them instantly. And other times, the miracle is the power and love of Jesus in our hearts, shepherding us through the really hard moments in life.
They even have a new song called Miracles. I gotta tell you, this is an area that I really struggle in because I always wonder when God chose to get involved and when he chose not to get involved, you know, because we kind of rationalize and justify his inaction or his action in our lives. Oh yeah, God showed up big time and made that miracle happen. Or we're like, when it doesn't happen the way we want it to, we're like, you know what, it's just not time yet, and God's got a bigger plan, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a real struggle for me.
I think we're always trying to grab for control. I mean, that's just human ability. But I think that's part of faith, is not knowing what's around the corner or not having that explanation, but still choosing to walk by faith, believing that what you believe is true and that he is ultimately looking out for the best for you.
I think I miss out on things because I try to manage my expectations. We had talked to Torrin Wells a little while ago, too, about like big prayers lead to big answers, you know, and like, because there's a lot of times like I won't pray for something big and specific because I'm afraid it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm getting, how do I manage that? You know, and like, what is my view of God look like after that, you know, and stuff. And so full disclosure, like this has been an area that I have wrestled through for years. And so I'm curious about this. Like, I do believe that God does miracles. You know, you see people that went in, they had this really bad cancer, and then all of a sudden the next day it's gone and no one can understand. Doctors can't understand. Like, I do believe in miracles. I just don't know when they happen, you know, mm-hmm. and when something was going to just write itself, you know. And so here's what I'm curious about, because I do know there are a lot of people that are waiting on their miracle. And when somebody tells a story and it has that happy ending, I mean, I'm not suspect of it, but I'm like, okay, well, of course you say God is good. You got what you wanted out of this. Mm-hmm. It's the people that go through something really hard and the miracle hasn't happened, but they still say God is good in the middle of that. That's the stories that really inspire me more so than the big miracle healing, you know, like the foot grew, you know, whatever. Like I'm inspired more by people that are down in it and, you know, waiting for their miracle, and they're still faithful. And so I am curious, like, maybe you've been through this before and you're walking through it, and what would you say to somebody who is still waiting on their miracle that maybe would encourage them? Maybe you've already gotten yours, you know, but you had to wait for it or it took time. What would you say to somebody that's in this place where they're waiting on it and it's not there yet? 855-33-WAY-FM. I like when we can have these heavier conversations sometimes, because it actually can serve to help somebody out. And it means a lot to me, too, because as I said, I'm like, all right, I don't even fully understand this. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to weigh in on this, that would be awesome. What would you say to somebody who's kind of still waiting on their miracle and maybe they're starting to lose hope?
I would say definitely to praise your way through it. I waited 18 years for my miracle, and God did it in a way that I wasn't expecting. But just continue to praise it when you don't feel it, when you don't believe it. Just keep singing the songs until it comes back.
What was your 18-year-old miracle in the making?
We were waiting for a baby, and we were just waiting for God to do it. And he opened a door for us to go through IVF, where it was completely paid for. And it wasn't the way we thought, but he did it.
Wow, and so it worked out for you. But you had 18 years of faithfulness in the midst of that. I'm sure you had highs and lows inside of that, but I like the concept of, man, praise your way through it. I think that's a really great piece of advice.
Yes, it's what got us through in those low moments, but just trusting and believing. The songs really, they push you through, and you start believing them again and have hope.
And that's what's so great about, you know, Way FM. It's available 24/7, and so you can always tune in and get those songs that remind you of God's goodness.
I'm curious what you would say to somebody who maybe hasn't gotten their miracle yet, and they're just in that waiting time, wondering how or where God is going to show up.
Wally, we have to notice everything as a miracle. I got a big miracle about 2 years ago. They wanted to take my leg, and I said, no, God's going to heal it. And God did heal my leg. I still have it. But I had to notice everything as a miracle. That's what I tell everyone. We have to notice the little things as a miracle as well and be faithful. We got to love. We've got to give our testimony, and we've got to love God.
I agree with you on that, because I think what it ultimately is finding ways to be thankful and grateful throughout the process.
100%.
Yeah, we can become bitter and we can think, man, God isn't giving me the answers that I want. But in reality, when we focus on those little things and we're thankful for them, we're seeing how God is walking with us through the process, and he's providing our way through it.
Absolutely. I mean, when I get up, I'm thank you, God, for my house. Thank you, Lord, for my leg. Thank you for this beautiful day.
I think that you guys are right in the sense that, too, when you're focused on the one problem and you're hyper-focused on it, because that's how I'm built, I'm wired that way, that I don't see anything else, and you miss all of the other provision around that because you're so focused on what you think is the one answer that's going to solve your problems or make everything okay, you miss the 100 others that gets you to that point eventually.
You also lose joy. 100%.
Yes, I can tell you that firsthand. As someone who struggles with joy, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So, boy, I'm so glad you called it. I think it's a great reminder. If for nobody else, me.
Oh, thank you, Wally. We love you guys.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And just a second ago, Betty Rock and I were talking about wedding stuff, and I was so thankful that this came up because my daughter has been on 2 dates now, and I think we need to start planning. I want to get out in front of this. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on her.
Sounds
with
like
this
you're
one.
Doing that.
I'm trying not to. I do, in all seriousness, I think she's going to be a one and done. Like, the person that she dates for any length of time, that'll mm-hmm. be it for her.
Yeah. And there are some, you know, customs that are typically, when you when you hear of those, when you hear someone's getting married, you're like, oh, you got to do this, got to do this. Some of those that are including like walking down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride.
It seems to make sense.
It does.
I would like to, if she chose something else, I could be okay with that. As long as it was fun or made sense or had a point.
Right. Oh, if it makes a point to you.
Yeah, so if it makes sense
to me.
Because
it's your wedding.
If it was something that was like maybe special to them, I would be like, good, I like that. That's a good tradition to break.
Another tradition that's old as dirt is the bride not being seen before the wedding. Also, this is
like that one, though.
Well, some people do, and that's okay. But this is one you'll be happy to hear that's getting outdated. The bride's parents paying for the wedding.
Yes, I like that. Let's get rid of that one.
It's not so much expected anymore. Oh. A couple of new ideas are coming into the wedding venue of ideas. So the first one is small weddings or just eloping.
My daughter is super into, like, she's talked about this for a while, just being really small and just a few people that, you know, have been in her life her whole life, you know, kind of thing. And I'd be like, down with that.
Yeah, of course, saves you money.
I'll even spring for food at the reception at that point.
Another idea is alternative rings. We're starting to see more alternative rings. And by that, what I mean is an engagement ring doesn't look so much like it used to, like, you know, silver or gold with a diamond.
A big diamond.
But now people are using rubies or sapphires or even not even silver. They're using like a black type silver.
Sure.
So they're just making them very different.
That's a plan I could have been down with when I had to pick a ring, because when you're a young guy, you have no idea about rings. And her family, my wife's family, was trying to help me out with it, and they were super cool. But then you're like, I'm spending how much on this? Mm-hmm. And then they're, you know, your wife is telling, oh, it's an investment. I'm like, are you ever going to sell it? Oh, no. Well, it's not an investment then.
And another thing is having multiple maids of honors and best men. So typically, that's say for your best friend or your sister or your brother. But
it's the everybody gets a trophy of weddings, you know, basically.
I guess.
You don't want to offend anyone, so you pick everyone.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty much.
And nothing is special anymore. Yeah, there you go. Well, there you go. If you were planning a wedding in your family, maybe some of these things will give you some thoughts about, oh, maybe we could do things a little different this year, starting with someone else paying for it other than the bride's husband, father, all that stuff.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
So who'd have thought we'd still be dealing with the pandemic?
Taking on a challenge is a lot like riding a horse, and if you're comfortable while you're doing it, probably doing it wrong.
It's the Wally Show.
So the news out of North Korea is always amusing, and you think, how can people believe any of the stuff that's coming out of there? Like, for example, North Korea said that they did finally have some COVID cases in their country, but less than a month later declared victory after only having 73 deaths. Unlike everywhere else in the world, you know.
Okay.
You know, and that's what happens when you run a dictatorship and control the media. You can say whatever you want, and people sadly buy it because it's the only input they have, you know. And they're indoctrinated to believe in a supreme leader and all that other stuff. Well, now they're shedding light on how COVID came to their country in the first place, because they're a closed-off country. It turns out that COVID-19, the outbreak that began in North Korea, was because people had contact with balloons from South Korea that flew over the border. Oh, absolutely. I'm not making this stuff up at all.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
So, yeah, I guess activists in South Korea have flown balloons over the border for years that had propaganda leaflets that were critical of Kim Jong-un, the leader. And so that is how they are saying that COVID got to their country, was balloons came over, people touched the balloons and the leaflets, and boom, got COVID.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about that.
That's I know. Sus. It's crazy, right? And so, I mean, we all know how coronavirus is spread, and that's kind of not how it happens. But it did make me think of this thing, though. I was watching this Netflix documentary on Warren Jeffs and the FDLS cult. And the crazy thing, that was the cult that had all these plural marriages in Utah, and he was supposedly the next prophet, mm-hmm. and people, mm-hmm. he had total control over these people. And you're watching this thing just baffled, and you're like, how could anyone believe this? How could any right, like, normal thinking person believe this? But then when you think about it, they did what Kim Jong-un did. They controlled the media. They controlled every narrative that was being told, mm-hmm. and then made you reliant on them. And then cut off all ties with the outside. That's a sign you're in a cult. When like they're like they don't want you to have any ties with anybody else in the world, and you just solely are in their control. And so it was fascinating to see this and see kids grow up in this world and think nothing of it and think it was completely normal.
Yeah, and I don't know what can be changed. Like I don't know what to do about the whole situation.
Well, don't join a cult is my first thing. I'm going to always opt for
that.
But
I mean, I just feel sorry for the people.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Because there were good people in this that, as we sit on the outside and look, okay, how do you believe this? How do you believe Kim Jong-un? How do you believe these cult mm-hmm. leaders? But when you're in it and everyone else is thinking this, groupthink takes hold.
Right.
And then you start to then even doubt your own doubts. And mm-hmm. then you go along until somebody is brave enough to escape and then pulls people
with them. Exactly, because it's so much easier to go with the flow. It's a whole lot harder and a lot more courageous to go against the flow.
Yeah, it's just that was... I've started watching Netflix for their documentaries more so than Roger Rabbit replays. you could watch that anytime, I guess. But their documentaries, I find super, super enlightening. And I got consumed by that one for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize with a little game we like to call Chicken or Egg. All you have to do is tell us which came first. Very simple. You get two things and you think, which one of those seems a little bit older? Like, we'll do a round here in the room as a practice round between Betty and Gavin. Which came first, Fox News or Lean Cuisine?
Ooh.
Have you had any Lean Cuisines on your diet, Gavin?
No, I've stayed away from like the trendy food, just portion control, but I've heard about it my whole life.
Yeah, I did a lot of Lean Cuisines when I first got here and was trying to lose weight years ago. So Fox News or Lean Cuisine? What do you think's older, Rock?
I mean, I feel like Lean Cuisine, those are just freezer meals, right?
Correct, yeah.
I feel like those have been around forever, but then again, news has been around.
I know.
Forever. News has been around forever.
And Fox feels old school to me.
I think I'm going to go with Lean Cuisine.
I'm thinking the same thing. I think it's probably not the same as it was 100 years ago or whenever it came out, but I think it came first.
You think Lean Cuisine as freezer meals came out 100 years ago?
Probably not. But
They didn't have freezers 100 years ago, really.
How do you know?
Well, they had ice boxes, but they didn't have freezers. Okay. Well, your justification is completely off, but you are right.
That's right. That's
Lean Cuisine is older. Lean Cuisines came out in 1981.
I was off.
Yeah, so it's not as old as you would think. You'd think those might have been like 50s, like with TV dinners and stuff. But Fox News did not come out till 1996.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like what, a year after you were born?
Yeah,
Gavin?
So it's not even that old.
Yeah, so Fox News is younger than Lean Cuisine. So there you go. That's how we play. Two things, you tell us which came first, and we'll play with you right now. We've got a WayFM prize pack up for grabs. 855-33-WayFM is the number if you want to play chicken or egg. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Greg, welcome to Chicken or Egg. And now this is a game where you can win a WAY-FM prize pack. We're going to give you two choices, and you just have to tell us which came first, in essence, the chicken or the egg. So here we go. Question number one, and Betty Rock can help you or hurt you, not sure, with her mindset and her thoughts on this, her perspective. So Adele or Croatia? Which of those two things is older?
Adele or Croatia? The artist?
Yeah, the singer. Oh, wow. Yeah, or Croatia, the country.
Adele or Croatia.
Yeah. Croatia. You think Croatia is older? Okay. Betty Rock, do you like his answer? Hi!
I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. It seems like a country. Countries have just always been around.
Of course.
Adele, I think, is like maybe 30, 31?
Yeah, I can tell you this. Adele was born in 1988.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
That's just a little older than you.
A little younger than me.
Yeah. A little younger than you?
Yeah, because I was born in 85.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, yes.
Who's older, Betty Rock or Croatia?
Stop!
Betty Rock and Adele are older than Croatia.
What?
Croatia became a country in 1991.
Why?
No, I know a lot of stuff happened over there, but I thought it was the other way, like... Other countries were created and Croatia was always there. But,
yeah. It got confusing for a little bit. And so no point there. That's a bummer.
Okay.
Question number two, the hula hoop or the ballpoint pen, which of those do you think is older? Which came first, Greg?
Well, I mean, a hoop's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So a ballpoint pen, we're being specific, and hula hoop. Oh, boy.
What's I feel like I would go with the hula hoop is older.
That's what my dad's telling me.
Yeah, and I don't know if they had ballpoint pens back in the 50s.
The hoop and stick with the kids playing around in the old time days, you know? So,
Greg, have you listened to the show for any length of time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How many times do you think Betty Rock has been right when she's been asked questions?
I mean, she's right sometimes, you know?
But is she right this time, Greg?
Boy. My gut was saying the hula hoop, too.
I think you better not listen to your gut or me. I got a feeling that we're both wrong.
Yeah, but Wally likes trying to get us to flip answers.
True.
So I'm just going to stick with hula hoop.
Okay, well, I tried to help you. I did everything within my power to help you. The ballpoint pen is older.
Oh, my goodness.
It first hit the market in 1946. It sold for about $10, which is roughly the price of $100 today.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the hula hoop was 1958 by Wham-O.
Oh, so, wow.
Wow, that is a bummer. So that is no point there. I am so sorry. Greg, I know it didn't work out for you today, but we have a lovely parting gift for you. And you know what? You walked away from this with a valuable lesson. Don't ever listen to Betty Rock. No, Betty Rock. If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash-out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got?
For the last 2 years, it has felt like this, like the summers have still had COVID hanging over them. You know, the first year back in 2020, it was still brand new. Last year, it felt like there were surges. But this summer, I think we'd all agree that it does feel just a little different. At least COVID doesn't feel like it's hanging over our heads right now.
We're only 8% off of flights from 2019.
Oh, wow.
Over this holiday weekend. Yeah, I mean, it's we're back. Almost, you know.
And people are ready to travel, whether it's flying or driving, as we're heading into 4th of July coming up this weekend. And a company recently released a few tips for people who are driving on the best times of day to leave for your destination.
Yeah, because flying, we want to go see my daughter, and we debated flying or driving, flying or driving, flying or driving. And then I couldn't take enough days to drive. So we ended up flying, but we decided not to go this weekend because already they are planning disasters. Like, Delta is already, like, releasing things going, hey, guys, it's going to be bad.
Oh, man.
And they literally are telling people it's going to be really bad, and they've waived fees for changes to flights, even for more expensive ones, because it's going to be such a debacle. So if you are flying, I feel for you this weekend. Pack your patience.
My wife is flying tomorrow, so I'm not panicking at all.
I hope you'll see her again.
Okay, but for those
they
who
lost are, my luggage, they could easily lose her.
I don't want to lose her for 16 days. I don't. No.
There was a pause. Dude, you cannot pause like
I didn't
that.
Mean
that,
to.
That pause is what's going to kill you.
Oh, man. Okay, but back to the people who are driving who won't lose themselves. If you're leaving today, the best times to be on the road are before 10 a.m. in your respective time zone or after 9 p.m. I know that my wife's family, they used to drive at night because they could just do this one shot with a lack of traffic, but I would have a hard time with that one.
It is a good idea. Like, if you can stay up late and split the driving or whatever, you definitely travel easier. There's usually less accidents. Yep. There's less traffic. We always have to try to time our trips around two big spots if we're going to Florida, Chattanooga and Atlanta. Like, you can't hit either of those in,
awful.
Drive times or traffic times, rush hour, or you're hosed.
Absolutely. And then if you're leaving on Saturday, the best times to drive are before noon, so a little bit later in the day, or after 7 p.m., so you're avoiding the Friday people. And then if you're doing Sunday or Monday,
like coming home,
or if you're driving like the day before or day of for 4th of July, they say that both of those days are going to have far less traffic, but still try to shoot for the mornings or nights. Just avoid the middle of the day from 2 to 4 p.m.
I was thinking that, coming back on Monday, if you leave early, you'll probably be better off than if you leave late, everyone trying to suck that last little bit of fun out of the weekend until they got to go back to work on Monday. So if you're driving, hopefully that helped you out a little bit with your planning for your trip so that you won't get stuck in traffic, or at least not as much. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We have our prayer wall at wayfm.com. If you want to have people pray for you or pray for other people's prayer requests, you can do that there. It's a really cool community. And Pastor Chad oversees all of that. And he's not only on the prayer wall praying for people, but he's also making sure that they get the prayer and the care that they need, too. And so every week we have him come in and kind of just give us the pulse of what's going on. So what do you got, Chad?
Someone wrote in anonymously asking for this prayer request. Please pray for my husband and I to become good friends again, to let go of anything that causes distance between us and help us grow closer together.
Yikes. That's a tough one, man. Because a lot of times, too, especially if you've had kids, you can tend to put your whole life into the kids and you grow apart at you know, when they leave and stuff. And that was one thing I learned from my parents. My dad was really good about this and my mom was good about this, is they let us know that we were second-class citizens as kids.
Yeah.
We didn't run the house. We were ancillary to their relationship. Their stuff came first, then us. And I carried that into my life. And so that way, when my daughter went away, while we were sad that she went away, holy cow, empty nesting's great.
Yeah.
Like we're enjoying our time and we're friends and we enjoy being together. And we didn't lose each other in that, you know?
Well, I feel like even today, there's a lot more pressure for a lot of activities. I have some friends whose kids are in everything in the book, from piano to soccer to football to cheerleading to and the list goes on, and they never get a break, and it goes from season to season, and it could be a pressure from some of those things. So sometimes this is a great prayer request and a great thing for many of us to ask ourselves, do you feel like your spouse and you are friends with one another? Because it's easy, like you said, with kids and life gets busy and it pushes you apart. So asking maybe some questions from your marriage, I believe the scripture points us in that direction. 1 Peter 3:4 says, treat your wife with understanding. Well, in order to do that, you have to know her and be able to spend time with her.
Now get to the submit part.
No, I'm not going
there this
morning.
Do the submit part. Betty loves that part.
What? No.
I women have such a problem with that submit word, and I understand that. But if it was positioned differently, or we as husbands did a better job at not expecting submission but partnership, maybe that would be a little more understandable for people. But basically, I think that the submit thing is just is working together in unison. Like, I don't see it as one over the other. I see it as in, like, working together.
Oh, and the great thing about the scripture for people who like to misquote it is you can find what you want in it. But the reality is the scripture does teach of mutual submission, both of us submitting to one another. And the way you do that is you have to know what each other's needs are and each other's wants, and asking good questions of each other. One question I had was, how can I help you right now? Or what are the things our family should concentrate on right now? Well, you can't do that if you don't have time face-to-face to talk to each other and ask those questions.
Well, there you go. That's what's going on the prayer wall. You can post a prayer request or pray for one at wayfm.com. Or you can always text and we'll send you a link. Right, Rock?
Yeah, just send the word pray to 91979. That's pray to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's the 4th of July weekend, a long holiday weekend, and hopefully you're looking forward to getting together with family or friends, and that always is a good time. Like, I have friends that are coming in from Florida, and we're going to hang out this weekend, which is fun. But Gavin was telling me, like, his family goes above and beyond and is actually competitive.
Yeah, so whenever we go to my wife's family's 4th of July celebration, it's the every person in the family situation, the cousins, the second cousins, third cousins, everyone's there. But what they do every year is they have a kickball competition.
Nice.
But we're not talking just regular kickball. The base paths are slip and slides.
Oh, that's so, so great.
You've got little toddlers falling over, 26-year-old me falling over, and then I do enjoy the occasional grandma. Takes a little tumble, but it's really fun, and everyone's, you know, having fun, but a lot of them are very competitive.
That is such a great idea, because kickball as adults is fun enough. Like, okay, we'll be kids again. Adding the slip and slides to the base running is fantastic.
Yeah, having the potential of a hospital visit makes it just a little bit riskier and fun.
That's a really great idea. Like, we used to get together and play football on Thanksgiving. We'd have a Thanksgiving football day football game with all the cousins and nieces, nephews, and all that stuff. That was always kind of fun. But the slip and slide football would have been even better. So I like that. I think if you add a slip and slide to anything, roller skating, it makes it instantly better.
Well, what I like about the idea of playing games with family is it kind of keeps you out of the boredom side of things, and it keeps people of all ages entertained.
That's right.
Because kids can tend to go to their video games or their phones, but if you bring the family together and play a little game, I mean, the worst that could happen is grandma and your uncle get in a fight and, you know, end up in the hospital. But that's better than,
that escalated.
You know,
getting
in a fight in the house because you're both bored.
So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious here. Maybe you'll give somebody a good idea. What is that, like, family competition you guys do at holidays? Again, kickball, slip and slide, fantastic. But maybe you have something else, too, that Gavin's family could take on. Or maybe an idea for me and my friends coming in this weekend. That'd be amazing. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your family fun competitions now. So, Tom, what is that fun family competition you guys do when you get together?
Well, this was at Christmas time, and we played a game called Bozo Pot. And what we did is we put pots out, and we got socks, and we threw them in there, and then we added games. And then Grandma made it even more of a game by saying whoever wins gets her quilt that she made for the year. So then it became cutthroat, and we tried to find ways to cheat and everything because she got beautiful quilt.
Right, there is human nature. Like, you instantly find ways to cheat and work the system. That's why NASCAR is so difficult to regulate, because everybody wants that competitive edge. Now, was the game you're trying to throw socks into the pots?
Yeah, so we'd put the pots out farther away, and unfortunately for me, we had some nieces that were over 6 foot, so they could lean over and drop the socks in the pot because they had to stay in the pot. But when that quilt came into play, all of a sudden everybody wanted to win.
Now, that's kind of cool. That had to make your grandma feel good, too. Someone wanted her quilt.
Oh, we did it for 20 years until she unfortunately passed away last year. Her funeral, Wally, at her funeral.
Please tell me you opened up the casket and threw socks in it.
No.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you being on and sharing your story with us today. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Wally. Yeah, I love you guys. Happy 4th.
In a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. One of my favorite moments in the week is when we all pile into a time machine and go back in time for Flashback Friday. But we don't go alone. We take someone with us. And today, Amanda is our pilot. How are you, Amanda?
I'm great, Wally. How are you?
Really good. So real quick, before we take off, can you open the glove compartment here? I need a straw. That's where I keep my straws in the thing. Yeah, I'm thirsty. Going back in time actually makes me thirsty, believe it or not.
Well, then we got to stop at McDonald's to get you a Coke.
Well, that, but truth be told, I just want to go back in time to the McDonald's Monopoly game and win it. That's all. See, we're going to do that, okay? But until we get back in time, in the meantime, Amanda, what song are you taking us back in time with?
I'm requesting Undo by Russia Fools.
Oh, I have so much knowledge of Russia Fools, and so this is great.
They kind of remind me of a boy band, so it makes sense why you would have all the knowledge of them.
Do you know that they used to be called Poor and Wretched before Russia Fools?
No, they were not.
Honest Truthful. Honest Truthful. And their record company, the guy that signed them, was like, we're changing this name.
Well, yeah.
And they went with Russia Fools. They're fantastic. And so I love the fact that you want this. What year, Betty Rock?
We're going back to 2007 when the song was released. Back in 2007, the American bald eagle was removed from the endangered species list.
Hey, yeah, great.
How about that?
Good news.
Then Apple introduced the first generation iPhone and Google launched the Android operating system.
Boy, I didn't know that iPhones were only 2007.
Right?
That's
it seems
crazy.
Like it was a lot sooner than that.
Wow. Well, why do you want Undo for your song here, Amanda?
So it takes me back. That period was really rough, and this was back when we actually used ringtones, and I believe this song was my ringtone at the time.
Nice.
Yeah, now our phones stay on silent. So I worked at the local credit union with apparently the lead singer's wife, and I had no idea. I was like, oh, so what does your husband do? And she's like, he's in a band. And I'm like, okay. And it turns out that it was Russia Fools, and I actually was able to give her my testimony and how much that song meant to me. So shout out to the Willis family.
Yeah.
Just an amazing song, amazing people. They're everything that you'd want your favorite Christian band to be.
Well, you know what? We're going to go all the way back in time to 2007 with one of my favorite songs. I believe this was the most played song on Christian radio in 2007 and 8 as well. It's Undo by Rush of Fools for Amanda on Flashback Friday.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I've been here before. Now here I am again. Standing at the door, praying you'll let me back in.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While Taylor Swift is known to live out her breakups in public with songs like We Are Never Getting Back Together, also songs like I Knew You Were Trouble.
I have to tell you, I hate myself for loving both of these songs.
Well, when I told
Gavin, I genuinely like them.
When I told Gavin we were going to be talking about Taylor Swift, he was like, "Oh boy, yay, Taylor Swift."
I was at the gym the other day and I was like on the treadmill. I noticed myself just like very loudly singing one of her songs on the radio.
No.
Looked over to the very masculine looking dude next to me and stopped singing.
That's a good idea.
Well, she's lived out her breakups in public, but it turns out that when it comes to love, Taylor Swift would rather live that in private.
Okay.
One source claims that Swift has actually been engaged to her boyfriend of 5 years.
Wait.
She's had the same boyfriend for 5 years. Is that why we haven't seen much music? I don't know.
Maybe, because she's too happy in love.
I guess.
His name is actor Joe Alwyn. She's been engaged to him for months, actually, and you won't see her wearing a ring. That's because this source claims that, quote, they want their love to stay away from the cameras as much as possible. Mm. This is just for them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I hope so. I hope those two are happy. I hope she writes some songs about throwing pebbles at each other's windows and standing in the rain. Like, oh, wait, she's already done that.
Exactly. She's always in her feels.
I know. Well, you know what? Good for her. Like, she really has remained pretty unscathed.
She has.
In public opinion. Like, everyone kind of pokes fun at the serial dating and breakup songs and things like that. But you know what? At the end of the day, I just want her to find love. Like, I think everybody deserves love.
It's so cute to see Taylor Swift's two main guys in this room cheering her on.
Yeah, we're the Swifties. We're the fans, ironically. Betty Rock, not so much. But
nope.
Yeah, that's just because Betty Rock is bitter.
This time, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
That's going to do it for your least of these. Hey. And we'll be sending a gift for Taylor's wedding for sure. But just from Gavin and me. We're not going to sign Betty's name to it.
Good.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's that time people going on vacation, and I hadn't done a lot of Airbnbs before, and my friends, like, swore by them, and so we did a couple with them, and I actually ended up liking it. I thought it was a pretty good experience. I always used to prefer to stay in hotels, but the Airbnbs are sometimes a little more homey, and I liked it. I thought it was good.
They are homey, but it looks like Airbnb is trying to expand their horizons. So they started this new contest where they are offering people, 100 people, $100,000 each to come up with a very creative, quirky, and jaw-dropping, offbeat home for people to stay in.
Oh, so you have to have that.
Right. So if you create it, you build it, you create it, and then you submit it. Mm-hmm. If you're a winner, you get $100,000.
Wow, like tree houses were really cool for a while. And you can still stay in Airbnb tree houses, but now that's so overdone. Like, that's not going to win.
But I saw one the other day that it looked like you were in a snow globe out in the middle
of a
desert or something. I don't know. But when you look up at the sky, you can just see.
That's cool.
It's beautiful.
And there's no lights out there, so you see the sky. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. All right, here, let's think of some places that maybe exist that would be really cool to do an Airbnb stay. Mine would be a toy store. Like, how great would that be? That's like every kid's fantasy is to get locked into a toy store. No, really? Every guy's little boy's fantasy then. Like, I dreamed of this as a kid. I couldn't even imagine how great it would be for 24 hours straight to just play with all the toys in there. Like, how great would that be?
I think I would choose an Ulta store, the makeup
store. Really? Why? It's something you don't need.
Well, there's so many things when I... there's so many things...
Perfect. Nice.
There's so many things when I go in there that I would like to try, but I am not going to shell out the money.
Right.
So if I'm in there and I don't feel the pressure of the salespeople like staring me down, being like, can I help you with something?
Yeah.
No, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
That would give me the time I need.
We can fix that problem for you, man. Wait a minute. What problem?
Your face problem. Dang it.
Gavin, is there a place you'd like to stay with? An Airbnb?
I would maybe go with a trampoline park.
Oh, good idea.
Because personally, whenever there's that section where you jump into like the foam pit, it's so hard to get out.
Yeah.
I would just jump in at the end of the day, sleep there.
That's
hope
a good
I don't,
idea.
You know.
Hope you don't suffocate.
Drown.
get sucked down to the bottom and suffocate. But yeah, other than that, it would be great.
I don't know. When Wally and I, we went to a mutual friend's birthday party at a trampoline place, and we both jumped in the ball pit. It was like the sponge.
Yeah, the spongy. Sponge pit, yeah.
But what's bad about that is that you jump in, and then you realize this spongy cube beside you is sweaty.
Yeah.
And it's wet.
Oh, yes.
And that I have a problem
with. That was not a good day. So I would not put that in the Airbnb review or the description. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you could stay anywhere in the world, what kind of Airbnb would you want? For me, it's a toy store. I still think that's a strong contender. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what do you say, Rosemary, would be a cool Airbnb stay?
For me, it would be a Tuscan kitchen.
Okay, so I'm assuming you like to cook.
And eat.
Yeah, I'd like a Tuscan kitchen with a gourmet chef and someone to do dishes.
That's it. Perfect.
And Rosemary, I don't think you would have any problem finding people that would want to go on vacation with you, because honestly, if you ask me, I'd be all in. If you're going to cook for me, shoot, I'm going to be there.
I think that vacations where you can do experiences is a really great way to go. I'm looking for more of that kind of thing. Like, there was one vacation we looked at where you could go, and one of the tours was at a cheese place, and you got to learn how to make cheese.
Ah.
And I thought, oh, that'd be kind of cool. Kind of like what Rosemary's saying. You know, you'd stay in this Italian villa, and it's got a nice gourmet kitchen, and someone would teach you how to make these, you know, historic dishes from, like, a grandmother's recipe book. I think that would be awesome.
Sounds great.
I'd like to start a travel thing like that, where I find all these different places for people to go. Because Disney has something like that. It's called Adventures by Disney, but you pay through the nose for that.
Uh-uh.
Like,
nope.
To be able to do it where it didn't cost you an arm and a leg, and your child's arm and leg, would be great. What do you think would be fun?
I think an old library would be super cool.
Do you like to read a lot, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I like the smell of books. I don't like the reading of books.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I'm dyslexic, so reading is just a chore for me. So I don't know that I would like that. And also, old libraries seem really creepy. They all seem haunted. Every one of them. And I don't even believe in ghosts. And they all seem haunted to me still.
Well, you could play on the big ladders that slide across.
Okay. You know? Okay, now you're getting somewhere.
Jessica, I was going to ask, besides reading, what would you do?
Just sit in the big comfy chairs and probably watch Netflix. Let's not lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to read a single thing. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty and Gavin, when I tell you stories that happen to me, are you always kind of shocked that somehow I seem to be in the mix of things when there is a hero that is needed?
I don't think shocked is the word I'm looking for.
I think you force your way
in. No, I do not.
Like, past the medics and the professionals.
For example, yesterday was another example of Wally, amateur first responder, at the movies, okay? Had no plan on anything going in there. I'm just simply walking in behind these two ladies. And this one lady is older. She's probably late 70s. And she's struggling a little bit to get up the little hill there. And as she started walking, she starts to lose her balance.
Oh, no.
Okay? And so she starts to fall backwards. Well, her daughter that was with her just yells, "Catch her, catch her, catch her!" Like, really fast. And so she's falling. I'm on the other side of the thing. I sprint over. And I, mind you, I have a bucket of popcorn that I paid next to a year's salary for. And I come sprinting over, and as she's falling backwards, I put my hand on her back, and I grab her, and I prevent her from falling, and she does not hit the ground.
Did your popcorn make it?
That's the best question of all. I didn't spill a single kernel of popcorn. That is superhero status.
You would think after 15 years of working with you, I would always have words. I wouldn't be speechless anymore.
I don't know how this stuff happens to me either. Like, I'm like minding my own business, not trying to be a hero. And then all of a sudden, when the call goes out, Wally, amateur first responder / hero, shows up and does his duty.
See, this is what I don't like, because these things happen and then it's a good thing, but then you take it a step further and think you can save anyone.
Because no one was there to film it, which is a bummer, so I've got to tell people about it. And then there was no reward doled out. And I don't really want a reward. Just the fact that she was safe and got to her seat and was able to enjoy the movie was reward enough for me. Or buying my popcorn would have been cool, too, but whatever. So, yeah, I saved a little bit.
Where would old ladies be without you?
I don't know. I just the weirdest thing happens to me in public.
It does. It's like you attract weird.
That's what I'm thinking.
Weird attracts weird.
Yes, I guess so. It's the dumbest thing, man, but it just keeps happening to me. So there you go. Well, another rousing edition of Wally, amateur first responder.
No.
We're going to need to actually make an open for this.
No, if this continues,
I mean, I'm just always in the thick of it. I think I need my own show open for that.
Jeez. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.